Hello everyone, I hope you are keeping well. Welcome to another episode of the Middle Age Gaming Podcast, the number one show where we talk about games, gaming philosophy, predictions, and pretty much everything under the sun. Your hosts are Adam, Crean, Antoine, and Phil. Pretty much whoever can be there for the show because, as you know, Middle Age gamers are busy. We have family, commitments, work, and so many other things. Enough said, let's get on with the show.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the best choice for middle-aged gamers like yourselves to learn about new games, what's going on, what's new in the gaming world, and as usual to talk about a topic. It doesn't have to be in English anymore because we've talked about two French topics before and today is going to be another one. That does not mean you should turn off or stop listening. It is a fantastic option, not just for language learners. There's an English option as well on the site. There are subtitles on the internet. We're no longer in the world where you're stuck to listening to English or listening only to French or Italian or Spanish or Chinese. There are options to listen to pretty much anything in whatever language you want to listen to. But before we get into linguistic things today, we are going to be talking about games, gaming, what we've been playing. And now that I figured out what alphabetical order means, we're starting with Adam.
So yeah, pretty much the same thing. Although I have started playing Nier Reincarnation because that has finally released in Taiwan. The mobile game for Nier started that out and they are doing their Nier Automata events. Yeah, I've been unlocking.
What is Nier Reincarnation? What mobile device are you playing on?
Okay, I'm playing on everything. So what Nier and so you have Nier, which is stems from the Drakengard series. So basically, Drakengard is pretty much your standard RPG. It's in a fantasy world, and you have dragons and whatnot. And then in Drakengard, I believe it's 3, at the end, one of the endings is they basically rip a hole, like a dimensional rift, and they pass from their world into our world. And what happens is when they do that, it brings in this kind of like a disease that separates your soul from your body in a way. Or it kills you or something like that. And then these scientists discover a way to separate your soul from your body. And the idea is that they're going to do that. And then once the disease is gone, they're going to repopulate the world with clones. And then they're going to put our souls back into our clones. And so that's the idea of Nier. Nier takes place, I don't remember how far in the future, but it takes place thousands of years in the future after this disease has basically been wiped out. And it's the conflict of these clones, and which are the replicants, and the gestalts, which are the original souls of the people who died, trying to reclaim their clone bodies. And then so you have the events of Nier, and then you have the events of Nier Automata, which take place, I think, 10,000 years after that or something like that. And basically, humanity's resolved its issues, but then aliens attack. And so these aliens create these machine life forms to fight. And then so humanity creates androids to fight the machine life forms. So the androids are fighting to protect humanity, which is now hiding out on the moon. And that is Nier Automata. And then Nier Reincarnation takes place way after that. I'm not quite sure how much longer. But basically, what's happening is you are a little girl and you wake up in this place called the Cage, which is basically this giant labyrinth. And you have this little monster thing called Mama that kind of guides you through it. And you go through and you find these statues, and then you can go into the statues and you can relive memories that have been corrupted. And so you're figuring out the mystery of the world and what's been going on. And so you can unlock these characters by accessing their memories. And then after that, it's basically just a standard kind of gacha game. You can use your gems or whatever to unlock new characters. Yeah, and so you're discovering what happened to the world post Nier Automata. And how is it in the situation that it is now? Who built the cage? What did they build the cage for? Who are you? Why are you in the cage? And what happened to the world that he's basically gone?
In Automata, the game had a lot of success because of they integrated a lot of different gameplay in it quite successfully.
Yes.
Did they try to redo that on mobile?
No, not really. Yeah, it's probably a bit too complicated. Even the combat it's not exactly turn-based. The way they do the game here is you just guide your character through the labyrinth, and you can even hit auto. And the character will just automatically run to the next objective. So you can just kind of sit back and look at what's going on. And when you do get into a battle, basically what happens is you have your three characters, or up to three characters, and they will auto attack on whenever it's their turn, they'll just automatically attack. But they have abilities that'll charge up. And when their abilities are ready, you can click on them and they'll use their abilities. And each character has two basic abilities. And as they do damage or receive damage, they charge up a super attack. And so you choose when to unleash those. But depending on, you can unleash them in succession to build combos. So there's not too much strategy involved, but there is a small bit. And then knowing, okay, when do I combo? When do I hold on to an attack and just let them auto attack? But yeah, other than that, it's pretty simple. It's mostly about the story. Yeah.
So limited gameplay to keep you awake.
You don't even need, a lot of it can be auto done. So you don't even need to stay awake for a lot of it. You can do what do they call auto chess kind of things?
Yeah, I saw a lot of trend of high-dollar RPG or stuff like this. It's okay. The game is playing for you. Just watch.
Yeah. So
that's
the game.
Point.
Yeah, so the game is playing for you. So the point in this one is the story.
Yeah. Okay. Could have made a movie.
They could have if they had wanted
That would be nice. A Nier movie? That'd be nice.
Yeah, it would work really well.
Funded, of course, before to have some nice special effects, but yeah, I'd watch that.
Yeah, so I've been playing that kind of off and on. Unfortunately, it does use that whole stamina system thing that a lot of mobile games do. You play for a little bit and then put it away and whatnot. But mostly that, and then the same old with Apex and Final Fantasy 14 and a little bit of that hack.
Okay, for me, as I said last week, I checked out the early access of my time at Sandrock. And it's exactly what I thought. It's a trap. Oh, I'm going to do one more commission, and then I go to sleep. Ah, yeah, but I really want to finish building this machine before I go to sleep. Ah, one more. Hey, what the hell? It's 1 a.m. Shit, I should go to sleep really for real now. Yeah, it's the same graphics. If you played Portia, it's exactly the same graphics, exactly the same gameplay, except you're in a different city, less characters, but again, it's an early access, so they may add some more characters later. It's always I like the setting much more than, you know, the ranchers we talked before, because it's post my time at Porsche or Sandrock and all. It's 330 years after the end of humanity. Basically, you suppose that it was a nuclear war, because after that they spent about 200 years below ground. So my time at is basically restarting civilization, which is always cool. I like this kind of setting. And so here Sandrock is a much more western, if you would, of setup. I won't say Texas because I never went there, but it's what you would imagine Texas, but fantasy-like. fantasy Texas is kind of this kind of setting. So it's very fun. There's a long road ahead. They tell you for each character how far they are in development. I think one of the main characters is only halfway. Most of them are in very early development or early development, so there's still a long road ahead. But this early access is really worth playing. You're going to lose sleep about it with it. And otherwise, yeah, I started I put 5-6 hours this week. And I started watching the Resident Evil Netflix show, not the fantastic Welcome to Raccoon City. If you haven't seen the Welcome to Raccoon City, just watch it just for fun. I think that was... did you guys watch it? The
no.
Raccoon City? Oh, did you ever play the Resident Evil?
Yeah, I played the games.
I think it's Leon Kennedy. I think it's him. It's him in the number 2, which there's a cop going to police
Leon.
Station. Oh, poor guy. He's so miserable in this movie. You have to watch it just for fun. This poor guy is just he's being bullied upon. He's pathetic in the whole movie. He doesn't have one piece of I'm the hero, I'm Leon Kennedy. No. You're the little shit of the movie. And I don't know what happens to the director. Did he play the game, or did he know the basic story about it? Because when you watch the stuff, you're like, okay, that's... I actually like the movies with Mila Jovovich. Which, ouch. And the series, just to make sure that doesn't make the mistake of the original, Mila Jovovich movies or Welcome to Raccoon City, takes the party of going. So there was the Raccoon City 2019, 2018. 2018, which was nuked. Okay, it has been covered up, but you see quite quickly that it was nuked, so like in the video game. 3 years later, they go to South Africa to create new Raccoon City, where, of course, it goes wrong again. And you follow the daughters of Albert Wesker, which is a bad guy, like one of the stars cop in RE1. It's low budget, but to be honest, you can watch it because you make the whole show is switching between 2022 South Africa and 14 years later, one of the girls grew up and doing a little adventure trying to understand. I don't think they had the money to buy zombie, the word zombie, because they call it the zeros. Okay, why not? So there's no zombies, only zeros. So she's trying to understand the mechanism of zeros, trying to understand them to stop the plague. And of course, she's chased by Umbrella the whole time because Umbrella, bad guys, pharmaceutical companies. Ugh. So it's not fantastic. It's fun. If you want to binge it, it goes well. Honestly, you can watch it without being like cringed, like Welcome to Raccoon City. It's not cringy. It's okay. You can see that there's some little plot holes. I don't remember the main actor.
Lance Reddick.
Okay. Most of the budget must have gone to him because, like, he's really cool, as a really cool actor. But yeah, honestly, I recommend to watch this Resident Evil Netflix. It's not fantastic, but you can do your evening with it. It works.
Do they explain how Wesker is not dead?
Yes, they do.
Okay, and why he looks different.
Why he looks different, I don't think we saw the original Albert Wesker, but he shouldn't. Given the explanation, there's no reason he looks different. He shouldn't.
Because that's been one of the criticisms, right? Is that Lance Reddick does not look anything like Wesker.
Maybe in the original, maybe he's black and in the original games he's white. Is that why? I don't
know.
That's
why, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I don't give a shit about this.
Because people are like, Wesker's dead and he's not black. So yes. What's going on here?
He's not black. I don't give a shit. The fact that the actor is cool.
Because these are supposed to be the same canon as the games. This is not an alternative universe. That's why people are saying it.
That's fine. If they come on, it's not the video game. It's just an adaptation. If they decide that in the original Raccoon City, Wesker was black, Wesker is black. I don't give a shit about this. Even if he's a trans, what would I care about it? It's Wesker. He's one of the big honcho of Umbrella. He's one of the big bad guy, and he's there. And yes, it's weird to see him in this position, because Wesker in Umbrella is supposed to be one of the big honcho, and in here you see him as a mere scientist, a big shot scientist, but just a scientist. And there's a lot of people over him. But there's a reason for that. There's a reason for all of that. I reached episode 8 or 9 or something like this, and it's explained. And I'm not going to spoil it, but there is a reason for it. And if you have played the Resident Evil games, it works because they did it in the game. Why Wesker is dead, but he's not dead. In the movies with Jojovich, they did it like 70 times.
But those don't follow the canon of the games. This one, they specifically said, we're following the canon. This exists in the same universe.
You can't follow canon of the game if it's 14 years later. It's not even, it's 14 years after New Raccoon City. So it's actually 17 years after the nuked of Raccoon City. It's just that you have a nice setup with zombies and Umbrella as the bad guy. And that's all. You can't do canon on this. No, and you can't go canon because there's no Plagueis. There's no... Well, there is horrible mutation, but Plagueis.
The wormy things.
Yeah, the parasite, yeah. There's no RE7 kind of mud, black goo, whatever. It doesn't go that far. It's not a big budget, remember? No, they have budget to make a lot of zombies. That's good.
Because the Plagueis were heavily featured in the African, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Because that was Resident Evil 5 or 6, right?
5.
Where they go to Africa.
Six, I think, 6 is in the America's Bayou. Like the more like the horror one.
Yeah.
Plagueis, I think it's 4 and 5. Or just 5. 4 and 5.
4 is the one in your... Oh, 4 has Plagueis, yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't think you have budget to do parasites and the horrible mutation and the guy transforming in T-Rex after killing him 5 times. And no, you have to put it. It's a Netflix show. You're not in cinema here.
Okay.
Because so they have limitation. Considering the limitation, it's not bad.
Okay, because that's one of the things that I've seen in the reviews is that when in the critical reviews, they're like, oh yeah, this is a great successor to the games. It's in the same canon, blah, 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 blah. And then in, I don't know what you call them, the user reviews, the people's reviews, they're like, this is something different. This is not, this is like an alternative universe thing. This is not in the same canon.
It would be if the canon goes to RE2, Raccoon City is nuked. So it's canon until there. And then all the rest is made up. Everything is made up, so it's canon until the two, and the rest doesn't exist. So if you call that canon, it doesn't
work. So it's like the Terminator thing, where they keep going back to Terminator 2, and they're like, Terminator 1 and 2 exist, but 3 doesn't exist, and we're resetting again.
Genesis?
Exactly.
Don't know that. Yeah, yeah, if you can say that it's canon until they knew RC. That's it.
That was 3, right? Because that was Nemesis, right?
Maybe. Actually, I haven't played 3. I did 2.
Oh, no, 3 takes place, I think, at the same time as 2. They happen in parallel.
Possibly. Yeah, no, I don't know about 3. I thought, did they make the reboot of 3?
They remade 1, 2, and 3, and now they're remaking 4.
3 is the one with Mr. X?
No, that's 2. 3 is the one with Nemesis.
That's 2.
Mr. X is 2.
Okay, fair enough. I need to rewatch a stream about the 3. I think I liked it. I think. Anyway.
Korean wants to move on.
I'm just nodding my head because Jesus Christ, you guys are Final Fantasy fans and you're both Resident Evil fans.
Big franchises.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun. It's not like a fantastic scenarios, to be honest. In French, we call that nanar. They're trying to be serious, but nobody believes it. It's just you're watching it and you're supposed to be, oh no, and you're like, okay, what are you going to do next? Okay. You always have this little smile. That's fine. It's good fun. Honestly, Resident Evil is good fun. Apart from 6, which is terrifying, and I wouldn't even play it in VR. 6 in VR must be terrifying. Apart from that, no, it's really fun.
Ah,
finally we're done.
No, as in, I disagree with everything you guys said. It's all scary. Nobody should be watching it. It's not cool.
It's not that scary.
No, because as Anton was talking about the TV show, my partner, she has been watching it all of this week. And
she's watching it.
Yeah, of course, because I don't know why.
TV show's not scary.
It's not cool. There's sounds and slime and blood and explosions. And
limited budget. It's very rare that you actually have a big zombie action movie. It's rare. They keep it for the end of the show.
It's very... Like you guys say, it's not like for me. I think all this stuff is possible. There could be an end of the world event and zombies and that sort of stuff, which is why I don't think this is entertaining to watch at all.
That's fun.
To borrow the meme, Korean scary is like white people spicy. Like everyone else is, this is fine, and then like white people are dying, and it's the same thing with scary. So yeah,
that is. There's never been a more accurate representation. I don't want to do scary stuff at all. No, thank you. Never. I'd rather jump out of a window. Okay, ending off today's gaming segment. I have still been playing It Takes Two, and I started A Way Out by the same Joseph Ferris and EA. A Way Out is much more different than It Takes Two. It's more cinematic. My younger brother was writing about this on WhatsApp today, but it's more cinematic, more... There are like mechanics, co-op mechanics, like... In It Takes Two, everything is two-player, but A Way Out, there are a bunch of times where you're doing something and the other person is doing something, you're just watching each other. And the criticism for both games I have is that it's forced split screen, even though you're playing over the internet and stuff. But one of the good things I do want to mention for both of these games, if you are playing in a long distance and you're having 200, 300 millisecond lag times, both of these games function fantastically. Like me, connected to South Africa is about 296 milliseconds as far as ping goes. But despite that, 1.5 hours flawless gaming time, no noticeable lag because it's the nature of the game. But both of these games, fantastic co-op experiences. And then I've died 29 times in Hades so far. I'm going to do my 30th run today if I have time, but probably not. And I think I've reached the point where I think I've died so many times. There's like the next level of rewards that I get are so far. I'm probably going to have to die another 5 times before I get there. But it's now like before when I started the game, between death 0 to death 10, I died to the first boss. But now I pass the first boss and the second boss after death 20. So the first boss and the second boss, and now I keep dying against the third boss, which is Theseus and the boar of Minos in Greek mythology, if you know who those are. Those guys keep kicking my ass because it's 2 versus 1, which is totally unfair. That sucks game. And but it's still fun. I'm still enjoying it a lot. It's still very relaxing in a weird way. They've got really good music and really great voice acting. And so that is still most likely to be the game I play for a while. And beyond that, I wanted to ask you, Adam, I saw Stray is out.
Yes.
And I was thought maybe you might get that for the wife and give it, let her play as a cat.
Oh, she will not.
Even as that is, I heard it's like really pretty, like non-gamer friendly.
She'd probably enjoy watching me play it, but I don't think she'd want to play it.
Okay.
She's pretty close mind when it comes to games.
Okay. I saw it. I'm like, oh, this looks like the... And I read a few reviews. People like, yeah, they introduced it to their non-gaming partners and it went pretty well.
If I even suggest, hey, you can play this one, she's like, no, I'll just die. I'll die. I'll say, like, you can't die in this game. She's like, no, I'll die.
I'll find a way to.
Yeah, huh. She'll find a way. It's on my wish list, though, but and I was going to pick it up, but then I was like, you know what? I have so many things in my backlog right now. Maybe I'll just wait. Because by the time I play, it'll have gone on sale at some point, so...
Exactly. I'm following Antoine's logic as well. It's just the only game I definitely do want to buy, and I think I mentioned that, is the Spider-Man Remastered coming to PC. I think, what is that other game with Nathan Drake? Uncharted.
Mm.
Uncharted, yeah.
So Uncharted, God of War, of course, is already out. So all those games, out of all of them, I want to buy Spider-Man, which I will probably pay full, 99% sure I'll pay full price for.
And to punish yourself, you play all the Uncharted and then you watch the movie.
See, you guys are more critical when it comes to movies. I watch loads of movies and they're all good to me because I don't care.
Yes, like... that's why I'm saying you watch Uncharted first without playing the game, then you play the game and watch it again. And I thought it was good, but
I have not watched a movie that I just, not to mention, I don't watch movies anymore anyway. So I wouldn't watch it. I don't watch movies, period, just because they take too much time.
It happened to me on like recently the Netflix run Cowboy Bebop. I watched it, and for me, Cowboy Bebop was this stuff I was watching as a teenager 20 years ago or more. And I watched the show on Netflix, and I'm like, it's not bad. And then just for the nostalgia, I just rewatched the original. And after, I understand why this show has been really like upon really on Netflix. Okay, now I see. No, it's really bad. It's just seeing the original is. Yeah. You had some good adaptation, like The Lord of the Rings was good adaptation. After, you have some terrible ones. World War Z, if you read the book and you watch the movie, you're like, what did they do? Why?
Hey, Lord of the Rings starts next week, right? Or next month on Amazon.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I knew that on internet, haters gonna be haters. But is that a trend just to say, I saw 2 minutes of teaser and I'm gonna ash. Hate it like it's my life goal to hate it.
That's been a trend.
Everybody's shitting on it. Yeah, but come on, you saw 2 minutes of teaser. What's this hate?
I don't understand. It's probably not most of it's probably just random hate, but I know there are some people that are mad that we got another Lord of the Rings thing because apparently they canceled, they were going to make a Dark Tower series. And they canceled it and then decided to go with the Lord of the Rings thing instead. So I know there are some Stephen King fans out there who are not happy about it.
But I'll be honest, Dark Tower as a series, that'd be terrible. That'd be terrible because it's the same as like George Martin Game of Thrones. It's massive. We're talking about lots of books with thousands of pages. Adapt this as a series. Especially, it's a lot of different genre. It's a bit tough, to be honest. And lots of budget needed there.
There would be a lot of budget. I've actually listened to another podcast, The Kingcast, and they got the guy who was the showrunner, who was going to be the showrunner, talking about basically he laid out the entire way he wanted to do the entire show. And the way he was going to do it is he was saying, like, because the book takes place different parts in Roland's life, each season they'd get a new actor to play Roland. And they would tackle a different portion. So basically it wouldn't be one continuous series. They would break it up into smaller pieces and each season would be basically covering a different book. And that way they could change it around stylistically and things like that to match the books as needed. And Yeah, so
I'll be honest, I'd rather watch something completely original like Love, Death and Robots. If you haven't seen this one, this is magic. I actually watched all three seasons in a row because at first I was like, oh, that's cute. It's a little cartoon with three robots and then something completely different after. I was like, that's genius. And I binged it in 3 days. Honestly, it's absolutely fantastic show, Korean. If you haven't watched it, it's okay. There's some episodes that you might not want to watch because for you, that might be a bit scary. Yeah, some episodes are not as good as the other. I'm thinking of this kind of weird Indian guy with a golden lady in the middle of the lake. That was a weird one. But otherwise, like 90% of the miniseries each time, it's really cool. I really loved it. One of my favorite episodes was this SEAL or whatever, like a US special army going after Afghan people going into a cave, and all of a sudden you don't know why you're like in Baldur's Gate. Okay, why?
I thought you were going to talk about the werewolf one.
No, I was talking about the, I don't know.
Yeah, that was the newest season, yeah.
Yeah, the flagellar. Anyway, yeah. If you haven't seen Love, Death and Robots, go ahead. Fantastic series. You're going to love it.
Yeah, no, again, not for me.
Not even the comedy ones?
No, because there's, again, it's just like gaming, right? There's too many other things I'd rather watch than Love, Death and Robots.
Like 15 minutes each.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And it's completely different. Huh?
Like Netflix plus Disney plus other stuff I have sitting on my PC.
I'm sure whatever you want to watch is under that. I'll be honest. Love, Death and Robots is really at the top of the list by far.
No.
Yeah, choice.
Yeah, exactly. So there's nothing that, because I have heard about the weird stuff and looking through the episodes, like it's like going into a series and say, okay, I'm going to watch this episode. That's too much thinking for me right there. So
that
I didn't think about it. I just let the autoplay.
Yeah, no.
What are you saying? Because he wants to skip the scary stuff. So he has to preview each episode to say, is this one going to be acceptable?
Yes. Play the cartoony one, the cartoons.
Yeah, watch the alternate history on Hitler.
Oh, yes.
But you guys fill me in on that stuff. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, you can make a short on YouTube just about Love, Death and Robots.
If you guys want to do it, why not? We can change this from middle-aged gaming to middle-aged shows.
It's all related. We're only talking books and shows and stuff which is related to gaming.
That's true. We didn't talk about books.
Is Love, Death and Robots related to gaming, though?
3D animation.
3D animations, it's really, I find it, yeah.
A lot of the themes that they have in this, like when you're watching it, you could definitely see, this could definitely be a trailer for a lot of.
You could have a lot of, the space ones could be some Mass Effect spin-off or stuff like this.
Yeah, was it honestly, like Sophie's yeah. Game or whatever, the first one, that could definitely be, you could definitely make it. In fact, that's basically Bloody Roar.
Yeah. Other one with the Hive as well.
Oh, the newest one, yeah. Mm. Very StarCraft-esque.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So yeah, only related to games.
Tell us about Noob.
Noob, ah, yeah.
No transition.
I was,
straight into it.
I was, yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Transition is gone. Yes, so we are talking, so I'm going to make the transition myself, and that's going to always going to be. If you have been following us on the previous, 3-4 weeks, we have been talking about Kickstarters. So once again, I'm going with a Kickstarter on the platform called Ulul, and it's very French. This is a Noob. So Noob, I want to talk about it. In terms of Kickstarter, it's only open until tomorrow, and they're already at 1,700%. So it's won, it's cool. I just want to talk about Noob as a whole because everybody wants to do what they did. It's a free web series that you can watch on YouTube, and you can put the subtitles in English. And it's basically, if you watch the first season, it's just a random team of students who just dress up the part, and they have absolutely no money for costume. It's just you guys and me just meet in the south of France, with a very beautiful setting because they're in the south of France, so they don't have to spend on setting at least. And they made their own little show just have as friends and just to have something to do on weekend together. And 12 or 13 years later, it has blown out of proportion fantastically. So right now they have done 10 seasons complete. They have done 4 crowdfunding, including this one. I think one, maybe two of their crowdfunding have got the European record of most money gathered in crowdfunding. One of their crowdfunding was, so out of the 10 seasons they did, 3 of them were movies. There was one crowdfunding for the trilogy, season 7, 8, 9, I believe. So that's 3 movies. They had one crowdfunding for their video game, which I bought on Steam. You can find the Noob Les Sans Factions. That's a video game, an RPG based on Noob, which is really cool. The whole video, so we have to split this because, as I said, it's a massive universe now. But originally, the web series is a very simple plot. It's just at the time they started, what was very big was Warcraft. So the whole setting is this. Real people like us going on their computer, and you can see the other part of the show, it's their avatars. And they are in the guild Noob, mainly because their healer is extremely bad and they just can't pass the first dungeon. Because the guy is gonna, he just know one spell which heal 1 HP, and most of the time he's gonna actually heal the monster. They are extremely bad. It's a very funny show. And after this, a lot of things gonna happen, but Guild Noob is gonna reach level 100 after I don't know how many seasons. And all the characters are gonna have their own little side story. After this, they created, so that's a web series which goes on both sides, real life and game. After this, which is the main contributors, I would say, in the team, created what you can see on Adam's screen here, Olidri Studio. So it went so well that they decided to expand. And how did it expand? First of all, he put Noob as a book. So you can find Noob books, fiction book, I think 5 or 6. And then after that, books which were directly related to the web series. So both with real people and characters. After this, he created Neo, which I have here, three books, which are really, really good. And here he took a different aspect. Here, you forget about real life. Imagine that Horizon, which is the name of the MMORPG, Horizon 4.1 is your classic fantasy setting. And you live the lives of the 3 factions, the Empire, the magic side, I don't remember, and the third side, the source. And you live the life of one of the soldiers of the Empire, and you don't see real character here. It's all just this. Excellent books. You need to know a bit of French because I don't think it's translated into English, which is a shame. But it worked very well, so who knows? Maybe in the future it will be. And here, this crowdfunding is to fund last and final season of Noob, so season 11. And on Ulule, compared to the one I talked to a couple of weeks ago, they have stretch goals. And all the stretch goals are very neatly explained. They don't make money out of the web series. So every stretch goal is for costume. Or if we reach 100,000, we'll have drones. If we reach 200,000, we'll add SFX. If we reach this, will actually hire someone to do choreography of the fight. And more is just to add to the quality of the show. So the more money they get, the better quality the show will be. They would also do a little sideshow on the backstage of the show and things like this. So I think they reached every stretch goals. So congratulations to them. If you want to participate, it's still possible until tomorrow. And actually, the one I talked 3 weeks ago about the book of La Corne des Sables d'Ivoire, it went so well that he got an extension and it's finishing tonight. And they reached 5,000%. Congrats. Again, it's not a video game. Although you can buy a video game, which was crowdfunding 2 years ago. But it's very much related to video game because that's the main point of the show. And apart from that, now Fabien Fournier, so the creator, has developed his little student project into this web series, including movies that you can see in cinema in France, into books from the show and Neogicia, which is like in the MMORPG. You have the blog de Gaia, which Gaia being his wife, I think, or his girlfriend. She has a separate show, which is related to Noob, but entirely in the real universe, not in the show. They created an editing company which now edit even Japanese manga. I think something called School or something like this. It went very well, and it's going very well for them. That's why I really wanted to talk about Olidri and Noob, because it's really a group of friends who meet us on Sunday and have fun, and which came up to this. I don't know if it's a big company yet, but at least they can live off this, a bit like the guys, the New Zealanders of Viva La Dirt League. And I really like projects like this. The guys don't have much means themselves, so they ask people, do you want to see that? If you want to see that, give us money and we'll give you some very good quality product. And they did 3 times, and now they're going to do it with another force. And they are really good. So if you can watch their video on YouTube with English subtitles, you will see the increase in budget over the season, because each time they crowdfund, they do crowdfunding, they change their camera, they change their lighting, they equip themselves, they change their costume. You know, at first, they just put 2 pieces of rag and that's a costume. Now they have actually very well-made costume made by professional. But just this evolution of the whole project is really awe-inspiring, and I really hope that it will inspire you to do your own project, because it can work. We have at least 2 very good examples, like Noob and Viva La Dirt League. So go on. You know, we really are ready to go behind you with crowdfunding project to finance your project. And we really love this, or at least I really love that. But I think Adam and Kryn also.
Any questions, Adam?
Yeah. So if they're not going to be making this anymore, what are they going to be doing? Have they said what their next plans are or where they're going?
They have plenty of projects. First of all, you want to keep going, not as a web series. He called it transmedia, which related to video games would be cross-platform. So again, as I said, more and more is doing books. So I think he wants to keep the book stuff. All the Noob web series is being redrawn as bande dessinée, which is like a manga, but more the European way. I don't know if it's Tintin or Asterix. Anyway, the French way of doing cartoons. Those are not French, but the European way of doing this. So they are doing... It's not... They finish here, but they created a lot of different IP, if you will. They had Noob, but after this, they have Warp Zone, which same actors in a setting which is much more like The Boys or superhero stuff. They have Noob Reroll, which is a spin-off of Noob. They're finishing Noob. But they have plenty of other things behind. Noob Reroll, Warp Zone. They are editing the Flanders Company. They have plenty of projects. But don't worry, they'll be there in 10 years. And I'm still waiting for my 4th book of NeoGCR. We had 3. I'm wanting my 4th.
Yeah, I tried watching some of it. And it's weird because some of the middle... I guess I was just kind of like randomly going. I guess it was season 5 or 6 or something. And it had... I guess they had uploaded the French subtitles and then they had the English subtitles there too. But then for the newer stuff, because I looked at like the newest episode and it didn't have the French subtitles were auto-generated and then the English subtitles were translated from the French auto-generation. And I will say that was a little bit difficult to follow when it's auto-generating and then translating. That was a little, it was enough that I could understand what was happening and what's going on, but you're definitely missing a lot of the jokes and the
The translation was made by fan on the older season. They didn't have time to start doing it on.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, then, the translated stuff was good, but yeah, the Google auto-generated stuff, it was kind of like, okay, I understand what's going on.
But that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there was a lot of banter going back and forth and I'm like trying to follow and it's okay. So who said this line? Because it's all just one big column. But the, start with the older stuff and maybe by the time you get to the newer stuff, they'll have caught up.
Each season is about 2 to 3 hours, so that's some time.
Oh, okay.
Split up in 10 episodes, apart from season 7, 8, 9, which are each of them are 1 hour 30 or 2 hours movie. Each of the season are movies. But yeah.
One thing I wanted to ask her, like this sort of stuff, do Studio like Canal?
Studio Canal, oui.
Yeah, Studio Canal. Do they buy this sort of content from like online creators in France, or is that these guys make enough money that they just say Studio Canal, jump into river, we don't want to work with you?
Like, no. So you have a lot of things like in France, one of these projects which I really love is called the Nexus 6. It's fantastic, but it's not published by Studio Canal. It's held by the branch of the Government of Culture, which finance project. It's called the CEC. I don't remember what it stands for, but they finance it. And if you go to look on Nexus 6, most of the money they got is from grant, if you will, like from different organisms like this. For Noob, everything was crowdfunded. So they didn't really need to, because they wanted to stay free of doing what they wanted. And the trap of this studio canal or thing like this, that maybe they want to do it G13 or something. They don't want to see blood. They don't want to see Z. So they have the hand on the project. And in the case of Noob, they just wanted to be, it's all our project. We finance it ourselves through crowdfunding. So the web series, 11 seasons, they didn't make money at all. They are making money out of the books, but the web series they spend, I don't even want to know how many hours they spend doing it. Like they have to shoot, because none of the actors are paid. So in order to shoot one episode, they need to gather everyone they need in one place at the same time. Even if when I was a student, it was fine. The students were like 20 years ago. Now you know they are married, they have big jobs. It's really tough to go and say, I think there's a lawyer among them. Say, okay, I'm finishing work early. I need to put my costume and go shoot fantasy. That's weird. But they make it work. And I think the way they make it work is because they are free to do it whenever they want. They don't have schedule. They make their own schedule. And that they don't have any people over them saying, you need to release by this date, or we want to. Because I think there's something like this, like the CEC, they grant you a certain amount of money but you have to produce results within 1 year or something like this. At least they don't have any issue with these kind of rules.
That's interesting. Because I always thought, I know, like in these sort of streaming wars, and we're talking about game streaming, but TV streaming wars, before world economic travesty that's going on right now, you've got Paramount Plus, CBS in the States for English speaking people. Everyone was buying up content left and center. It was like, oh my God, this guy wrote a book. Let's buy it because we're going to make a show out of that. Or let's buy this because we're going to make a show out of this. So there's always this huge amount of competition for content. Netflix released their numbers and they're like, oh, we're only lost like 1 million subscribers in June. And people like, it's because Netflix's content. It's definitely not. It's just because there's just so much money, so much content in streaming. And that's why I was very curious about what's the competition in French-speaking culture, not just in French, of course, in Canada, in Africa, in some of the islands like Mauritius and Seychelles, and French Polynesia as well. Like, there are a lot of French speakers in the world. Right? Are there streaming services buying up content like Noob and other stuff to say, okay, these people make awesome content. Let's buy them up. Let them make content for us. And people can come to our platform to say, okay, if you want to watch Noob, you have to come to our platform.
No, and I think it would really go against their policy. They are putting it on YouTube for free for a reason, you know, so that everyone can watch it. If it would be going, I don't know if Canal Plus has their own streaming service, I don't think they do, but if they did, they wouldn't go in there. Here I'm selling the 11th season of Noob, and you can watch it only there against. That wouldn't go. It's just not their policy.
Okay. Very cool. Antoine, thank you very much for sharing this. It is awesome, very interesting, and definitely worth it for lots of people. And another option for people, like it's gaming related, fantasy related, definitely something that is very relevant in this day and time. Adam, you are up for next week. So while Antoine is going to talk just now, you should have a think about what you want to do for next week. Antoine, what about you? Are you going to keep playing My Time at Sandrock this week? Do you have time to play My Time at Sandrock?
That's the issue, is that it's really eating into my sleeping time because one more commission before going to sleep. It's terrible. I need to stop myself. So I'm going to play, definitely. I'll try to be reasonable if I can. But yeah, I'm definitely going to keep playing it.
Yeah, fantastic. Nice. Adam, you had that short 15 seconds to think of an idea.
I don't have time. Yeah, I'll have to think about it. It'll be a surprise.
Okay, it'll be a surprise.
Yeah, I think I saw a Kickstarter about sandbox game about creating civilization on Mars. Looked cool. I saw that not this afternoon on Facebook because I'm watching Kickstarter, so now Facebook is giving me all the Kickstarter stuff advertisement.
Yeah, that's one of my problems on Twitter, because I started on Twitter and I was like, oh yeah, they're really good at recommending stuff. And now that I've been on there for a little bit, it's giving me just junk. And I'm like, oh, I had to go through the settings and be like, stop recommending this, stop recommending that. So, and now I've cleaned it up and now I'm starting to get better content again.
Nice.
So,
I think I might do a hardware recommendation for a wireless keyboard.
Very nice.
Yes. because my keyboard actually works fine, but I've been wanting a wireless, now that I've gone back to a wireless mouse, and now that I'm not using my computer, so wireless, like the input lag from wireless doesn't bother me that much because I don't play games on the computer anymore. So I'm like, oh, wireless keyboard. It's just because all of this stuff, when you're working in front of your computer, like 24/7, 7 days a week, having your keyboard tethered to this massive black snake is not cool.
Yeah, but you need to recharge
the battery.
I ordered a new desk online. It's so happy, but it hasn't been shipped yet, and I'm so sad. But I also ordered
you're
this.
You're getting it.
Also,
when are you getting your new desk?
I don't know. They haven't shipped it out yet.
But don't they have an estimated ship time?
It's because I did it off Shopee, okay, which is a Taiwanese thing. But it said, yep, it said it was pre-order. It said ships within 15 days, but I ordered it on the 11th.
Probably maybe before that, and shipping. Are you shipping directly to your house? Of course, because there's a desk.
Yeah, because it's a desk, so it have to be. But then I also ordered at the same time I got this MMO mouse.
Nice. Mr. Gray, you're going to have to do a short.
I haven't plugged it in yet. So I've been meaning to plug it in, but I'm like, oh, but this mouse works so well. And I'm like, no, but what am I going to do with this one? But I'll find to use. But hopefully that'll help with editing and stuff, because I can just tons of macros.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to do a short. I'm going to have to send you the Mag YouTube and TikTok stuff so you can just do a short, upload it right there. 15 seconds or 50 seconds and why macro mice are good. All right, guys. Antoine is very tired. As you can see, I am a little bit sleepy as well, but I get to take a nap today. So very cool. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please stay tuned for next week where Adam is going to bring us a Kickstarter surprise with a capital S. Who knows what it's going to be? But please stay tuned. And don't forget, we should have an interview scheduled for the week after that where I won't be here as well because I'll be on holiday, but I will be editing as usual. But Adam will be interviewing somebody from a very interesting website.
Adam and Antoine.
Oh, Antoine won't be here because he'll be in Canada.
Oh, so it'll just be me. Okay, Canada. Fantastic.
I'm off on the 10th and 17th.
Wait a second. Antoine will be in Canada? Isn't Antoine in Canada?
I'll be in France.
I was like, wait a second.
So yeah, I'll be missing the show of 10th and 17th.
Oh, so maybe then he will be there. Okay, so he will be there. You and Antoine and I forgot what that guy's name is. But
what? I'm interviewing someone?
You guys
bring him. Yeah. Bring me up to date.
Have a look at the Mag emails. You'll see. We got our first like PR request in a sense, which is cool.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the podcast numbers are looking pretty good. So yeah.
It means I got to prepare a show. First time in ages.
You probably just have to do a little bit of research. I think the guy's going to mostly sell his protocols for crypto, sell his website, what he's doing, and the benefit to gamers, which should be all of this. Ending off today's show is just a bit of a teaser for 2 weeks' time. So
perfect.
That would be wonderful. All right, guys, thank you very much. And we will see you next week, Wednesday and Tuesday at the same time.
Great. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's all we have time for, folks. Please don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, and share on social media. We are trying to build the best possible community out there. We want to create a home for people just like you. You can find Middle Age Gaming on YouTube, Twitter, Discord, Gmail, and Instagram. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in to Adam and Phil's stream to have a chat with them. See you later!